Go to the devil, got your sin on the hit list. Gonna hell, I'm coming back with your tricks. Kiss, kiss the mistress. Dogs and Diamonds, Kiss the Mistress. Now we shall be joined by the singer of the outfit, Adam Clarkson. Good morning, shall I say.
Yeah, how are you, mate? How are you doing?
I'm very well, are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Kiss the Mistress. Is it a true story? Have you been committing adultery?
Well, can't really say, can I? No, I haven't, no. It's just fun tuning it.
What inspired the lyrics, then?
The lyrics? It was just came up with riff before anything. It's quite we had fun playing it, so I best stick some fun lyrics to it, so it's about getting pissed. Well, sorry, getting drunk and all that sort of thing.
You, Mr. Rock and Roll Man, you be kind of effing and jeffing on air.
Yeah, I've no more like that. No, didn't take it too seriously, so having a good time and that.
Cool, man. Is that how most of the songs are crafted? Do you take them to the band? Or do you all work on them together in practice?
I mean, the ones we recorded were just some riffs I'd come up with and that, so we just kind of met up, stick some words together and just went and recorded them.
Where did you record them?
Dusty Studios in Heywood, near Manchester.
Well, that's a long way to go. How did you find out that studio?
Some lads who were in a band locally recorded, asked where they did theirs, it sounded alright, so put his name forward and we just got in touch.
Nice work. So how long have Dogs and Diamonds been going then?
Me and bass player Ben have had the idea of a band for about a year or something, you know, just had a mess about with guitars and that, but we've only been taking it a bit more seriously for the past 6 months or so, I'd say.
So, and then you're ready for world domination now?
Oh, something like that, yeah. We'll start by dominating Whitby or something, and then we'll think about world.
Oh, it's a big place to dominate.
Oh, it is.
It's a tough nut to crack, is Whitby.
Well, we're trying.
You played at the Buck a couple of weeks back. I couldn't make it because I was engaged in other activities, but how did that go down?
Yeah, it was cool, yeah. I mean, we played one it was our second gig. So we got in touch, hired back room out, set it up, got a couple of bands down. But yeah, it was a good turnout, it was a good laugh.
Yeah, I heard some positive things. Some of my friends were there, as you know. Mr. Wilson and
Mr. Wilson was there.
Yeah, he praised you. Did you you meant to play a White Stripes cover but bottled it, didn't you?
Yeah, we did bottle it. It was just a little idea. We were gonna do it for Jack. We know he's a big White Stripes fan, so I thought it would surprise him, but it was like a last minute thing, didn't really have time to sort it out, so we let him down.
So what other bands were playing then at the Book, who you all got down?
There was a band called The Curves.
Sam Ledley and Co.
Sam Ledley's Co, yeah, they're cool. And then a band from Scarborough called All Too Sane, who play like prog rock, that sort of thing. They were there as well.
Yeah, I think Sam's brother said they did a cover of Pink Floyd's Breathe, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did, yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, nice one. So where did the name Dogs and Diamonds come from?
I think I wrote a song called Dogs and Diamonds a long time ago, and everyone says, did you get it from David Bowie?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. But yeah, I'd never even heard of that David Bowie song a few weeks ago.
I think we should go with the line that you heard from David Bowie's song, I think.
Maybe.
I think we should. So what gigs have you got coming up then?
Gigs coming up, we've got... we're playing at the Rifle Club a week today with 10 Foot Tom.
And the Leprosy Crooks?
They're the ones in there. That's from Whitby, so looking forward to that. And then we're playing with Panda Lasagna the week after that in Pickering.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's next on the Dogs and Diamonds calendar? Have you got any more recording?
Yeah, well, we've been in touch with a guy from the studio. We're hoping to go in a couple of months, get some more tracks down, so we've got quite a lot of new material in that, so just hoping to get it recorded, get it out there.
Any sneaky little titles you want to chuck out now to get us excited about?
What have we got? English Rain, it's a little tune we've got. Got one called Rag and Bone. You know, that's not to get excited over then, what is.
I'm blown away, you know what I mean? I'm in the right place.
You'll be first to know once we start it out.
Thank God. So what are your influences when you're writing your tunes? Because I think Kiss the Mistress, it won't go amiss, like as an old Arctic Monkeys tune.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. I mean, just came up with a riff, just messing about on guitar, and then tried a few beats with it, and then that double time one on the hi-hat just gave it the edge, really, gave it a good beat to it. So just sort of, well, yeah, just started off as a riff, then just jammed it quite a lot, really, and then stuck some words down.
So would you say Arctic Monkeys are a big influence on your music, then?
Not particularly. I like them. They're good bands and that, but I wouldn't say they're an influence, no.
So what bands as a band are you into? Because I've seen a picture of you, actually, at York Fibbers singing for Pure Love, innit?
We went to see them for my birthday, and we actually we met Frank Carter and that from Pure Love. Yeah, all right.
Is he as crazy as he looks?
You what?
Is he as crazy as he looks?
Oh, he's not right in edge, yeah, he's mental. We had a good laugh. We got into a bit of an argument because I've been sending him some, you know, a bit of banter on Twitter and that, and he shouted me out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so quality. Good. He offered you out?
Yeah. No, he did, yeah. But for influences, I'm just into all the old stuff, you know, Stones, The Who, that sort of thing, and, you know, Cert Rest Up Band.
Well, it's a good benchmark to go off, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is, yeah.
So, is there any more gigs coming up apart from the two that we've discussed? Is there any plans for any festivals in the summer?
Hopefully, whatever we can get our hands on, really. I mean, we've got those two booked up, and we're up for anything, really. You know, if anything comes our way or we come across anything, then we're up for it, you know, like children's parties, birthdays, you know, all that sort of thing, anything.
Do we, well, to sort stuff like that out, do you have a manager?
We don't. I think just me, really.
Do you want to make a public plea on air to get a manager? We can help you out here to get you playing at some 10th birthday parties and christenings and such like.
Please, anyone. Anyone can manage us, because we're thinking of getting one of our mums in or something to do it, because they're most enthusiastic. But, you know, if there's anyone else out there who's interested, then just get in touch, please.
So how can people get in touch? Do you have a Facebook, do you have a Twitter, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, etc, etc?
Yeah, we have, just whack Dogs and Diamonds into Facebook and we'll come up and just message us on there or something.
Cool. Adam, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thanks for joining us on There You Go.
Yeah, nice talking to you, mate. Cheers.
Yeah, too. We've just played Kiss the Mistress. Would you like to introduce the next song, please?
The next song is called Born a Dancer. By our blues action. Singing the blues.